Kia ora and welcome back to RDU 98.5. You actually didn't go anywhere, so I don't know why I say welcome back, but that is hardly beside the point. I'm very excited to have in the studio with me right now Mystic Knights, making it a bit more mystical in here. Hello, guys.
Hello.
I'm well. How are you guys?
Very good.
Fantastic.
Good. Freshly caffeinated.
Freshly caffeinated, yes. Important in mornings like this. Now, Mystic Knights, who are you?
All right, so Mystic Knights is a show that we're putting together. So when I'm saying we, that's Harry Charles, Mia Koba, and myself, Dirty Gertie.
Dirty Gertie, nice.
Yeah, so we usually play around the country at festivals and gigs, but rarely do we come together as a trio, but we've always wanted to do that. So this is it. We're doing this under Mystic Knights, and tonight is going to be our first show down here.
Wow. And at Loon's Creek.
Correct, yeah.
Now, if people want tickets and all that, is it just a pay at the door situation, or can people get tickets, or what?
There's door sales, but there's also tickets through Cosmic Ticketing. So if you go to Cosmic Ticketing and look for, or just type in Mystic Knights Volume 1, because it's the first
volume. Volume 1, yes.
There is a Volume 2 if you're driving to Wanaka tomorrow. We're playing in La La Land tomorrow night for Mystic Knights Volume 2. But Volume 1 will be tonight.
Right, okay, okay. I mean, I'll be amazed if like people love it so much they come to Wanaka tomorrow.
I mean,
that would be...
I wouldn't put it past.
Yeah, they could. I asked you guys kind of like what's the vibe, and it very quickly became clear that like it's sort of like the focus is the vibe of the dance floor and the atmosphere of the event itself. Would you say that's kind of like the focus of it?
Totally. So we're all about intentional creation of experiences, really. Obviously it's in the name. We want to keep it a little bit mystical now as well. But the inspiration for this came really from, if you think back about some of your own experiences on dance floors where you've maybe had, you know, perceived some kind of alchemy happening to you.
I wouldn't necessarily put it down
to alcohol or similar in your system, but more inspired by the music that you were hearing, by the people that were around you, even from the decor or the land that that event was happening on. And so, we would really like to instill that in people tonight through the musical journey that we're presenting. So, yeah, quite excited to see what will happen.
So from kind of like where you guys are now, do you really know like what tonight's going to look like, or is it a go with the flow sort of situation?
I think I personally know what it's going to look like because of the music that I know that I'm going to be playing.
Right, yeah.
But in terms of what happens, no. But we've got a couple of little surprises in store for the night as well.
Okay.
We all play music in a similar vein, sort of down-tempo, organic house music kind of realm.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something to move to for sure.
I'm so excited.
You know, if you're not too hungover from Electric Avenue, you can just come on down and dust off the dancing shoes.
That was like a week ago,
right,
Harry. If anyone's still hungover, that's shameful. that was kind of my next question, is like, musically, how do you all slot together? But I guess, like, kind of... you sort of like play similar-ish sounds, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Now this is maybe a little cheeky, because it's not about tonight. But Harry, you are playing Two Minds Festival.
Yes.
Coming up this month. I had Corbin and Dan in here earlier, and they're really hyping it up.
Yeah.
What can we expect from you at Two Minds?
I've been diving into creating music that's in a slightly faster tempo in the last
Really?
Yeah, not too fast.
But
I know the Two Minds boys, you know, they're promoting a certain, or like a real tasteful dance music. And I know that perhaps my down tempo sound might be kind of maybe the odd one out, but I've been working on some fast music to get the people rolling.
Oh my god, I can't picture you doing fast music, but don't worry, I'm playing and I have no fucking clue what I'm playing.
And you're gonna be skateboarding.
Yeah. You really want me to skateboard?
Yeah. So the Cuba ramp is going to be out at Two Minds, and
Harry, don't understand. This is like torture to me.
Started this thing, and we're going to get Liam on the skate ramp.
I'm going to hurt myself, and it's going to be all your fault.
It's going to be great content.
Do either of you skateboards?
No.
No. Could Harry convince you to try and skateboard?
No.
Good. Good.
It's going to be great.
If I sat on the skateboard and he pulled me along, like that.
I'm okay with that, I think. Right, we need to find a Harry Charles song to play.
Cause Harry.
Did I? Harry. Oh, I put Harry Charles.
Happy Christmas.
I mean, I would argue you're hairy, though, aren't you?
Sure, I've got some long hair.
Might as
well go for that top one.
Oh, okay.
I think we played this last time I was on here. I need to update the library.
Well, make some more of goddamn music. You need to submit it then. Okay.
I need to submit it.
That's actually a useful point to any musicians out there. Your music doesn't come to us by osmosis. You have to send it to us, okay?
What do you mean? I have myself.
Yeah, God. Okay, so very quickly... what's tonight called again?
Mystic Nights.
Mystic Nights. And tickets are available at Cosmic Ticketing.
Yeah.
Or at the door.
Yeah. We're starting at 8.
Staying at 8.
Going till 2.
Wow. So do you like rotate?
Yeah, we each have a certain...
We actually have a local artist on as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And there's going to be, some other surprises. We'll fill the night. But, we need to keep it a little bit mystical.
Well, for our audience out there, Mystic Nights is tonight at Loon's. Go along. Why not?
Please, come along.
You've got nothing else going on in your life. Sorry, I shouldn't assume that. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's absolute pleasure to have you guys here. Have a great... Do you just go and set up now? Do you practice? What do you do?
Kind of do a few little things. Thought about... Actually, I didn't tell you guys this plan, but I thought about going to Save Mart in Hornby.
Oh, it's the best Save Mart as well. That one and Battersea Street. Go to Battersea Street first because it's closer.
Very good.
Then Hornby.
Yeah.
So,
and then we'll go out later on and set up and do things. But I'm just going to kind of enjoy the day.